Why be baptized? Let's have a look at the reasons. The reasons I want to explain to you this morning is that baptism is for people who know they are not good enough. Now, we know there are some really great people around. Last night I was talking to somebody called Julie, who was talking to me about how in the early months of this year, she had been caring for people who were at the end of their lives, and she felt that it was a real honour to be able to do it, and that she was making a great contribution to them. Now, as far as I know, she is not somebody who would consider herself to be a Christ follower as we understand it. But boy, that's a great contribution to make. There's great grace that's happening in her life. And there are lots of great people around, lots of good people around. The problem is we recognize that in each one of us, there are the seeds of selfishness that leads to war, that leads to corruption, that leads to damage, that leads to exploitation. And we're all like that. And that means that however self-confident we are and however good we are, that we're not good enough. Then the next thing is that it's for people who want to change. Now, you know that part of our values within Dayspring, as much as other churches, is that we believe that God loves you just as you are, but that he loves you too much to leave you just as you are. And when Amy Louise said about the baptism as a picture of a washing machine, of being cleaned, of being changed, well, that's part of the story as well. The third thing, and thirdly, is for people who want to follow Jesus. Baptism fits in with what we do, fits in with what churches do, because it's about doing the same thing that Jesus did. Okay, we've got a couple of readings, and the first one to put us in context is from Kira. Kira.
John wore clothes that were made of camel's hair. He had leather strap around his waist and ate grasshoppers and wild honey from Jerusalem and all Judea, and from the Jordan River Valley. Crowds of people went to John. They explained how sorry they were for their sins, and he baptized them in the river.
Okay, so very simple sequence here. People came out to where John was. They explained that they were sorry for their sins, and that's fundamental to wanting to be baptized. And he baptized them. No courses, no training, no big investigation. That's what happens when we're baptized. Okay, so why be baptized? It's for people who know they're not good enough. Second, is for people who want to change. Another Bible reading, which I think comes from Jake. Yep.
Crowds asked John, "What should we do?" John told them, "If you have two coats, give one to someone who doesn't have any. If you have food, share it with someone else." When tax collectors came to be baptized, they asked John, "Teacher, what should we do?" John told them, "Don't make people pay more than they owe." Some soldiers asked him, "And what about us? What do we have to do?" John told them, "Don't force people to pay money to make you leave them alone. Be satisfied with your pay."
Thank you. Now, it's a good thing to think about this, because it doesn't only apply if we're getting baptized. It's always worthwhile to ask the question, where do I need to change? And believe it or not, however perfect you are, there's somewhere that each of us need to change. And if we look deeply enough, there's something that God is raising with us all the time. It's absolutely brilliant. He doesn't actually raise all the issues he's going to cover in our life at the same time. It happens gradually. But baptism is a point of saying something needs to happen. And you can see for each of these people, there was something that needed to happen. So, for tax collectors, for the chance of for people who had the chance to exploit others, no exploitation. for the people who had got more than they needed. And more than you needed is having a change of clothing sometimes. There was the opportunity to be more kind. For people who were naturally bullies and knew their strength, there was the chance to change there as well. I had quite an experience on Thursday morning. I'd been in London Wednesday, and I went to see my parents overnight and sat down with them to start recording their stories, start videoing their stories, and in particular their faith journeys, because it's not only the dynasty that flows out of them that is interested in hearing the stories, but some of them are pretty exceptional. And so we talked about doing church in the Blitz, we talked about miraculous healings they had seen. We haven't got round to talking to my dad's experience of actually seeing Smith Wigglesworth, for instance, in action. But one of the questions I asked my dad, you see, when he was 14 years old, he'd got one leg shorter than another. He'd started work. He was part of a gang of which he rapidly became leader. And the gang operated among the boys who worked in the shops in Broad Street in Dagenham. And so, for instance, my dad would have techniques like, in the cobbler's shop where he worked, he would break the till roll. And those of you who have a background the same as mine will know all about breaking till rolls, because it means that you remove a section and then you put it back together and you remove the money that covers that section from the till. First day he got home from work, his dad said to him, "What did you make today?" And he got out his pockets, the stuff he'd stolen. His dad said to him, "Well done. Don't take too much, otherwise it'll get noticed." And that was the way he lived. And all the other boys were in the same sort of position. But the point of change for my dad was something very simple. He went to buy some apples that cost sixpence. And he talked to his mate, and I can't remember the name of the guy now, but my dad says it on the video. He gave him the sixpence, and the other guy gave him change of a pound, which was the way they worked the scan at the time. And my dad gave him back the money and said, "I don't do this anymore because I'm following Jesus." Right? From that day on, that guy never spoke to him. It was like he didn't exist because of that simple change in his life. I'm no longer nicking stuff. I'm no longer on the fiddle. Now, the changes in your life because of your background will be much smoother, much more marginal than that. And the changes in my life too, some people would say, "Oh, well, that's just your personality." Well, just because it's my personality doesn't say much about it. It may be areas in which I need to change. So why be baptized? It's for people who know they're not good enough, we've said. Is for people who want to change. What else? Is for people who want to follow Jesus. And here's a really interesting thing. Lucy, please, would you join us?
Jesus left Galilee and went to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John kept objecting and said, "I ought to be baptized by you. Why have you come to me?" Jesus answered, "For now this is how it should be, because we must do all that God wants us to do." Then John agreed. So Jesus was baptized, and as soon as he came out of the water, the sky opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. Then a voice from heaven said, "This is my own dear Son, and I am pleased with him."
You know, this is the amazing thing, that you can scrap those other 2 points, because it's not true that Jesus wasn't good enough, and it's not true that Jesus needed to change. But even under those circumstances, for Jesus, baptism was so important that he said, "I'm going to do it anyway." I don't know, go figure. Jesus said, "I'm going to be baptized." And so if you wanted no other reason for being baptized, the statement of wanting to follow Jesus is enough there. Okay, right. Why be baptized? It's people who know they're not good enough. It's people who want to change. It's for people who want to follow Jesus. So, if the idea of being baptized this morning presses your button, like it did for David Sandberg, who had been a Christian for 20 years, like it did for Michelle, and that, I know it was really quite impressive for Andy and Phil watching the story of Michelle coming up there again, because at that particular point, she had only been with us a couple of months. And you can see how nervous she is and how tentative she is. So the first thing is get a brochure. I've got some pretty old versions of our explanation of the material about baptism here, which is all summarised. And if you speak to Marion afterwards, she'll have them. And what's the second thing? The second thing is talk to your cell leader about being baptised on the 16th of October. Let's get the conversation going. So Teen Spirit, Rosie or Carol, they're the person you speak to. Make sure that you've talked to somebody. And good idea is that so that we do keep things coordinated, once you know you're interested, if you'd let Marion know, that would be really good. Then we'll make sure that we follow things up with you. What's next? Make a list of questions and issues you've got. Because as you're thinking about it, as you're reading the brochure, as you're praying, it may be that God raises things to you. And we know that sometimes people say to us, look, when I get baptized, I'm really hoping that this will change. You know, I can remember we were on a holiday somewhere and we were baptizing some guys, and it was during the skinhead era, and there was one guy who got a really nice pair of boots, you know, with the blood red laces, sort of real packy bashing boots. And he said to us, when I go down into the water to be baptized, I'm going to wear my boots and I want to leave them down there. I want that to be a change. On one occasion, I know somebody who was draining the baptismal pool in a church, and they found a ring in the bottom, and they recognized the ring and went back to the person and said, look, there's your ring there. They said, yes, I know. It's from a relationship I need to let go of. And so baptism can be a chance to do some fairly big self-work, some fairly big internal work as well, if you want it to. Okay. And then finally, make sure that you're going to be here on the 3rd of October, because actually, I've only told you the primitive bits about baptism. Because after the church came together, it started that Paul and Peter talked about baptism and said much more than John did. And if you want to get that part of the story, you need to be here then. And Marion will answer all your questions.